Celebrate 20 years of Sydney Olympic Park with the Anniversary eBook, with over 100 photographs from the games to today. Download it free at sydneyolympicpark.com.au.
I'd like to acknowledge the Eora people of place on Wangal country, the traditional custodians of the land we walk upon. As you travel across Wangal country, remember that this land is sacred and all living things have a place in the web of life. The Wangal are recognised as a centre of the circle of belonging at Sydney Olympic Park. We respect our elders, past and present, and our youth as young leaders who guide us on the journey of healing through belonging.
So far on our series Beyond the Games, we've delved back into the origins of Sydney Olympic Park, obviously from the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games, and what a launch for a precinct that was. The important thing was what happened after the Olympic Games and how this region has grown into a residential and a commercial and a retail hub, as well as being an important area for entertainment and sport. We've covered all of those areas so far, and we've spoken to sporting greats about their attachment. We've spoken to the people who work behind the scenes and make the big events happen, and the people that have helped plan it so far. But one lady who had an instrumental role in the development of Sydney Olympic Park was Lucy Turnbull, in her role as Chief Executive of the Greater Sydney Commission. Now, if you can imagine, the Greater Sydney Commission had an overarching control or direction, if you like, over all of Sydney and how it might work together and develop together. So Sydney Olympic Park became a key jewel in that crown. In fact, it became a focal point between two major regions of Sydney. It became the third major zone of the city. And it's a pleasure to talk to Lucy Turnbull today. So Lucy, thanks for joining us. Let me take you back to Sydney 2000. At the time, where were you, what were you doing, and what are your great memories of those Olympic Games?
Well, I was really lucky. I was the Deputy Lord Mayor of the City of Sydney, which is the official host council of, well, one of the many councils involved in the Olympics, but the official host council of the Olympics. And so it was a wonderful time to be in Sydney, and it was a wonderful time to be working in the town hall. It was a magical time, and I remember vividly. I think there was a lot of kind of people didn't really get behind the Olympics as a community really until shortly before they kicked off. And suddenly there were all these queues of people queuing around Ticketek, which I used to see, you know, coming into the city and going home from the city. And I thought, what is happening? There must be some mega, you know, concert on or something. But people were at the last minute just getting lots of tickets to go and see the games. They really, the community really swung behind it in a very magical way, I think.
You might remember the Thursday night before the game started, the night the flame came into the city and no one knew what to expect. I think, if I remember right, the crowd estimate that night was 1 million people were in the Sydney CBD. That was a remarkable night.
It was really huge. I was really lucky to be there, you know, sort of running part of the way through Chinatown, et cetera. It was pretty special. Just the crowds and the enthusiasm and the energy was just really a magical moment for Sydney, I think.
Speaking of magical moments for Sydney, the precinct Sydney Olympic Park, the Games, in fact, really turned that precinct from a wasteland into what it is today, which is a glorious sporting precinct. It's a residential precinct. It's a tourist precinct, an incredible landscape of parks. Australians have really been able to enjoy that as a legacy of the Olympic Games. What's your view of the area and how far has it come since the Olympics?
It's travelled a huge way since the Olympics closed. There's a huge amount. There's thousands and thousands of people living there in and around Olympic Park in what are pretty tall apartment towers for the most part. So the community's really changed. There's been the showgrounds there, obviously. There have been various businesses there. But I think one of the things I would say about the future for Olympic Park, it's going to be even brighter as there are more buildings built and as the connectivity improves. When that West Sydney Metro goes from Westmead to the city via Olympic Park, that will really be another magical moment for the Olympic Park because it will mean that it's really well connected, only 10 minutes or thereabouts from Parramatta and 10 minutes or thereabouts from the CBD. So it will really be the central city hub of Sydney. And I think that will be really valuable because Olympic Park's got a bit of everything. It's got the most beautiful landscape, you know, the bringing back all the natural landscape, all the figs and the coastal landscape, bringing that all back. Bicentennial Park is the most magical gathering place and place of nature. It's a great cycling precinct. It's terrific for so many things. It's a little bit underappreciated now, though, I think.
So let's just go back again. You were chief executive of the Greater Sydney Commission. What was the feeling at the time, or what was the vision when you were working around Sydney Olympic Park and building it into virtually what it is today? What sort of thoughts were going through your mind?
When we were doing a strategic plan for Greater Sydney, which is everything from the Tasman Sea to the Blue Mountains and including the Blue Mountains and down to Campbelltown, we kind of thought, well, how do you envision Greater Sydney? And it's not just east and west. It's such a huge, vast city with so much beautiful landscape and such a big population. You've got to envision it actually as a metropolis of three cities. And actually the boundary zone between the eastern harbour city and the central city actually is Olympic Park. So you go to Olympic Park and then you start to enter what we call the central city, which is, you know, the CBD there is Parramatta. But it basically stretches all the way from Olympic Park to Blacktown and the M7. So that is really the central part of the metropolis. And then you have Western Sydney, for the most part, beyond the M7. So we saw it as a metropolis of three cities, not just east and west, which is really a gross simplification of what Sydney really is.
When you were going through that process, did you have anywhere else in mind, or did you have anywhere to model off or to use as an example? Or was this new?
This was really new. And I think the reason it's new is that Sydney is such a special place. It is a city in its landscape, ringed by national parks and green space. And, you know, from the coast along the rivers all the way to the Blue Mountains, it's such an incredibly beautiful and varied environment that we needed to see it in a very special way. And in the middle of, right across the metropolis of three cities, is the idea of the green grid, which is the green interconnectors and open spaces that really make Sydney such a special place. There's nowhere in the world anywhere like it.
When you look at Sydney Olympic Park today, what does the precinct and what it's grown to be mean to you?
Well, I think it reminds me of some of those magic moments during the Olympics. I think when the Olympics were on, to be honest with you, I always imagined, you know, thought to what it would be like in 20 years when the trees became established, because the trees were tiny little things. One thing I would say, some of them are looking wonderful, but I think we can do much better in the next 20 years at increasing the shade canopy and mitigating the urban heat around there, because it does get awfully hot. When the Invictus Games were on, we went out one day and it was one of those hot late winter days. And really, it can be, like many parts of beyond the eastern part of the city, it can be very, very hot, much hotter than elsewhere. And we've got to really do a lot to mitigate the heat there.
These days, what takes you out to Sydney Olympic Park? Is it the sport, the entertainment, the concerts?
Well, a bit of everything, but I think the best thing to do there actually is to cycle around. I think it's real sort of cycling heaven, and you can go all the way around as far as Wentworth Point and Newington Park. And what I'd love to see in the next 10, 20 years is much better cycleways, much better linked cycling facilities, because there is the incredible opportunity to create a cycling, you know, sort of oasis really in the middle of our city.
What you say there is very true. It's interesting just being out there over the last couple of weeks, seeing the number of families who go out there on a Saturday, Sunday, and kids through to mums and dads riding their bikes together. And then you've got the groups of cyclists who are on the road and doing their thing and everything in between. It's quite remarkable to see. You described it once, or part of the group you were working on came up with the term the super lifestyle precinct.
Yeah.
That's sort of what you're talking about, isn't it, with the cycling?
Yeah, because lifestyle is has got a very wide definition. I mean, for some people, lifestyle is going to a fabulous place, to a concert or a sporting game, you know, the football or whatever, and Olympic Park will always have that. But also, you know, passive and active recreation, walking, cycling, going and having picnics, you know, seeing sometimes hundreds of Sydney-siders or people from all around Australia having picnics on that lawn outside the conference centre in Bicentennial Park is really quite quite special. It really, you know, and if you look at the people and what they're doing and how they're enjoying the place, it shows you how diverse and rich our demography, our people, and the lifestyle options you have there are.
With 400 hectares of parkland to explore, there's never been a better time to experience Sydney Olympic Park. Plan your next adventure at sydneyolympicpark.com.au.
So, Lucy, the next question becomes, where does it go forward from here? I mean, we've come so far in 20 years. You've made some suggestions about greening it up and taking the urban heat out of it, if you like. But where to in the next 20 years? How do we take this forward in the right way?
Well, I think with the West Metro, there's a massive opportunity to actually create a real entertainment, lifestyle, living and working hub in and around Olympic Park, which we need to grasp with both hands and really deliver. So it has, you know, there's a lot of apartments being built in close on the edge of Olympic Park, and they'll continue to be built. But we've got to make sure that with the increased connectivity with the West Metro, it becomes a place not just to live and go to sleep in, but to enjoy for all Sydneysiders to enjoy on the weekends once they can get there really quickly by the metro. I'm thinking, but the one thing I was thinking of before is the mangrove swamps on the edge of the river there are really magical. And one of my favourite walks in Sydney actually is walking from Concord train station along through Bicentennial Park and up to the conference centre there. It's pretty special. It's hard to imagine you're in the middle of a huge city.
As a super lifestyle precinct, what's most likely to drive it forward? Will it be an entertainment-led venue, or will it be sport-led, or is it residential, commercial,
everything,
retail?
So it's not excluding anything. It's entertainment, it's sport, it's retail, it's activity, just going and hanging out. It's a lifestyle super precinct. Is a, in one way, it's a sort of funny expression, but it really means to express the idea that anybody can go and enjoy their life in any way they can right there. It offers absolutely everything.
If we were to have this chat in 10 or 15 years' time, how would we be talking about Sydney Olympic Park, do you think? How different would it be?
I think it'll be pretty different by then, because I'm hoping by then the West Metro will have been built. And from that will be the point of big difference, where people can get on the train in or around Martin Place and be there in 20 minutes and suddenly be in one of the most exciting parts of Sydney will be a pretty special moment. So they can either enjoy sports, entertainment, very urban activities around the metro, or they can go down to Bicentennial Park and see some of the most beautiful topography along the Parramatta River.
Yeah. Now, Lucy, you've spoken very highly about, I guess, the feeling of this park being a total experience. It's entertainment, it's sport. But for you, what's the standout of Sydney Olympic Park? What's the real diamond in the crown, if you like?
It's really hard to pick favourites. We call it the beginning of the Greater Parramatta Olympic Peninsula, or the G-pop corridor. And I think the idea of G-pop, it's a bit like K-pop, but it's zappy and it's a bit zingy. And I think that that's what Olympic Park will and should be like. Hmm.
So many great memories for so many people out there, as far back as Sydney 2000, the Olympic Games. For you, what has been great out there? What have you really enjoyed going to see and going to experience out at Sydney Olympic Park?
Well, I saw obviously lots of Olympic events. The opening ceremony was, you know, it was just extraordinary. It was, you know, your eyes were on stalks for the whole time. It was just one of the great moments, I think, in anyone's life who was lucky enough to be there. Well, you know, the minute that horsewhip cracked and Cathy Freeman stood there with the Olympic torch, just the whole thing was extraordinary, was exceptional. And, you know, seeing Cathy Freeman win the 400 metres there, that was another really extraordinary moment. Just the atmosphere and the enthusiasm, the excitement and the joy in that whole stadium, and on the train going home, it was just like everybody was crying and hugging each other. It was just, I hope we have a lot more moments like that, but we possibly don't have enough like that. But Cathy Freeman just delivered the most magical moment for Sydney and Australia and the world when she did that.
Personal question for you. Having had a hand in this area and its development, and to see how far it's come today, does it make you very proud of what has been achieved out there?
I think what's been achieved is amazing. We haven't, you know, the GSC hasn't been digging stones and planting trees, but we've put in the planning of Sydney the Olympic Park very much in the centre of the centre, at the at the sort of, if you like, the eastern edge of the Greater Parramatta Olympic Corridor, the GPOP Corridor. So it will just go from strength to strength. There will be a lot of change. There will be a lot of more people living there and working there and having fun there, whatever fun they want to have. So it will become more and more and more important in the lives of Sydneysiders.
If you were getting in the ear of the future stakeholders, if you like, the people who will hold on to and steer Sydney Olympic Park, what gem of advice would you give them? What would you want to tell them, do you think?
Never underestimate the value of creating great gathering places for people. And in a place where we have a lot of hot days and probably have more hot days, shady nooks and shady spaces and big enveloping trees are a great thing to have because people are attracted to shade, especially in hot weather.
Lucy, a final question. What would you like to see back in that precinct in the years to come? A major event, is there anything in particular or something you would really look forward to seeing in the coming 10, 15, 20 years at that precinct?
Well, I think it should be more than just a big signal event. It should be a series of events all the time that should become an attractor. You know, it should attract people from all around Sydney every weekend, whether it's sport, whether it's a performance, whether it's just going and hanging out and going to markets or, you know, going for a cycle, going for a walk, going and enjoying the green spaces, just being an attraction, a point of attraction and a point of connection and a point of coming together. That would be my dream.
Lucy, it's been wonderful talking to you. Congratulations on all that you've achieved over the years in working with Sydney Olympic Park to take it to where it is today and to where it will go in the future. It is a remarkable precinct and your input into it and where it is today has been incredible. So I think you should be very, very proud. A pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Mark.
So that brings to a conclusion a very special series on Sydney Olympic Park. I must admit, coming out here, and I have done it many, many times over more than 20 years now, I've realised recently, and hearing from so many people who've had such an input and such an experience here, what an incredible place this is. You need to do more than just scratch the surface of Sydney Olympic Park when you come out here. You need to take the time to look around, to see the environment, to see the thought that's gone into everything here, into every building, its location, its environmental impact, how it helps the environment, the tree placement, the roads, the paths, the cycleways. Everything has been put here for a reason. Everything works together. It is quite a remarkable place. And to think that we're moving into the generation of people now who came here to see a sporting event, but decided they wanted to live here, and then work here and stay and be entertained and have their lifestyle all in this precinct. It is a remarkable place for that. And you can see the attraction if you're a lover of sport and big concerts and entertainment. Well, where else would you want to be? How do you keep this precinct, which had the greatest launch of any region ever in Australia by hosting the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games, how do you keep it at the forefront? That's the challenge that these engineers and environmentalists and architects are all facing and are all looking forward to taking on with great excitement. And of course, the sports stars who we've spoken to, they know why they're here. This is a hub of Australian sport, and that makes it a hub of international world-class sport. So over the years, expect more sporting stars, not only from Australia, but from right around the world to come here and be training, competing, and enjoying and breaking world records in these facilities. And of course, this is a precinct that hosts the biggest stars in the world, the biggest music acts, the biggest shows, the most incredible events in this country are all here. That will continue and only get bigger and better. Sydney Olympic Park is very much alive, very much growing, and very much an exciting place to be. I hope you've enjoyed Beyond the Games. I'm Mark Beretta. See you soon.
Watch over 70 videos, from mini park rangers to meditation in the mangroves. Find them at sydneyolympicpark.com.au/parklive.